This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, a lot of different stories going on this week. The healthcare debate never seems to end. In fact, it keeps changing day by day. Still wondering how many people have actually read over 1,000 pages of that stuff. But one of the stories that has come back to life is the whole CIA and its role in trying to take out al-Qaeda leaders. We heard about this a few weeks ago when CIA Director Leon Panetta said he killed a program created by Dick Cheney that never actually got used, but we keep getting more details.
Yeah, now we hear, you know, maybe they farmed it out to Blackwater, and, you know, Cheney's supposedly going to start telling some things in a new book, so it's going to get nice and interesting and dirty. You know, it's funny to me, because when that came out, people seemed to be so shocked and surprised that the CIA would have an assassin squad, and I was like, have they never seen any movie made in America about international intrigue? I thought that was pretty standard that you had a CIA hit squad.
Exactly, but this issue has become great fodder for you guys, because you can zing both parties with the same song.
That's right. You know, when Nancy Pelosi was saying that she was never briefed, and then, well, I was briefed, but I never knew about the waterboarding. Well, maybe I did know about it, but maybe not. It did give us a good entree for a little Pelosi and Cheney sing-along.
And people wonder why there's confusion about what's going on in Washington. Mark, here we go.
Miss Pelosi, Miss Pelosi, may I have a minute of your time, eh?
Dick Cheney. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I realize that I've made more appearances in the past month than I made during the entire 8 years I was in office. But you have to understand, this whole debate over the methods of interrogating terror suspects has caused me so much distress that I have been forced to venture forth even during the daylight hours. Your liberals need to understand that those people had information that could have helped us in the war on terror. And that is why I insist that we keep these extreme methods of interrogation, or as I like to call them, freedom persuasions.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know anything about the methods used during interrogation.
Wait, what is that you're saying?
Well, I was on the Intelligence Committee, yes. But I didn't have enough intelligence.
I see. Here's a question, Miss Pelosi. Madam Speaker, tell us, please, though the facts we are still sorting, many sources are reporting that you knew of waterboarding. Oh, but you claim you had no clue. So won't you please repeat your statement? We just want to know what's true. And the CIA is insisting that you knew.
Mr. Cheney, perhaps the people would just like to know the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Here's the question, Mr. Cheney. All throughout your second term, were you hiding in your basement where you dressed up like Darth Vader and hatched plots against al-Qaeda? Because it now appears that you had some CIA assassins, but the Congress never knew. Let's sing Lie, Lie, Lie if we think that Dick lied too.
Aren't we both Ma and apple pie? What a lie, lie, lie.
Oh, Mark, Dick Cheney now with voice inflection.
The new and improved Dick Cheney. Yeah, he sounds more like a little kind of a Southern Foghorn Leghorn to me. But, he's really supposed to be like the Penguin, I think, from Batman episodes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is kind of vacation, supposed to be the vacation month for members of Congress, but they're probably wishing they were in Washington.
Yeah, no
with
kidding.
These town halls.
Having to be in town hall meetings, huh?
Yeah. That's hotter than any beach they're going to be on, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. So, you know, we're getting some mileage out of that. We've got some, you know, we're working on some health care bits, and these town halls just keep chugging along. You know, you got Barney Frank accusing women of being less intelligent than dining room tables, and we got all kinds of stuff happening.
Exactly. So what did you find that rhymes with pre-existing condition?
Yeah, I have to put that one into the rhyming dictionary real quick.
Oh, well, plenty, I'm sure, will happen when everyone comes back. But the sad part is we haven't heard much from Joe Biden lately.
Well, you know, I don't think that's by accident, do you?
No, I'm sure it's not.
I think they would love him to stay in the undisclosed location for the next 4 years if I was the Obama administration. You never know what that guy's going to say.
Yeah, I know, but that's what makes your job so much fun. Mark, we'll
that
talk.
That is true.
We'll talk again next week, and I'm sure we'll have something to joke about then, too.
Sounds good. Take care.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, or you can also get their brand new CD, Obama Mia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.